This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
You know what drives me crazy?
Two-hour themed Zoom meetings with our boss.
A phone call from B. Arthur?
No, buying something pre-owned and having it break in like 2 days.
That's the worst!
It is, but you know what? If you're buying a pre-owned car, get it from Sears Imported Autos, and you won't have that problem, believe me.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. They have an amazing selection of certified pre-owned cars that are vetted. Not just checked, they are vetted.
Wow, that sounds very dramatic and serious.
Well, it is. Sears takes it very seriously, and they back it up with extensive warranty coverage, which equals peace of mind. You know you're buying a quality car, and you know you won't have to worry about something happening, and I love that.
But I don't want to leave the house.
Oh, I hear you. And a lot of people don't want to leave the house. That's why you can browse and even complete the whole car purchasing process online. Like, from your couch. You can do it all at searsimports.com. Again, searsimports.com. And you can also configure your dream car, and then they'll find it, and even if you want, bring it to your door.
How about financing? Because I assume I have to pay for the car?
Yes, Lex, you do. Sears has so many financing options, and their staff makes that part of it so easy and painless. I'm not kidding, I was amazed when I bought my car there recently, back in November. The financing portion, which I usually dread, took, and I timed this, 6 minutes, no joke. I laughed. I was like, what? It's one of the things I remember most from that glorious day, and it's one of the many reasons why Sears Imported Autos won best of the best from Mercedes in 2018 and 2019. And they've been serving four generations of returning happy customers for over 55 years. That is remarkable.
Sears Imported Autos, 10 minutes from downtown Minneapolis on 394.
For more information or to see their huge inventory, just go to searsimports.com.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the 7 o'clock hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning. On My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything.
Ew, David.
I'm Jason Matheson, along with Alexis Thompson and Dawn McClain. Kenny has one more day of manly hunting. That's right.
Yeah.
He'll be
with
back
a spear.
I can't. And I'm going to make a prediction. I think he's going to be in a wonderful mood when he comes back.
Ooh, let's hope they're biting.
Let's hope.
I think he's going to be in a great mood.
Yes.
It's going to be so
great
to be back.
I hope he gets a deer, because if he doesn't. Oh.
Yeah, then he'll be in a wonderful mood.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Aren't they just... I've seen deer all over the place, so there has to be...
Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing it like Daryl.
Yeah.
He's bow hunting, so... Mm-hmm. He's got,
perfect.
Yeah.
Go to the right spot. They're Randy.
He has a deer stand that he built, you know.
Yeah, perfect.
Lex, we have a problem, don't we, on our hands?
Yes, we have a problem.
What's going on?
Talking
guys
to Hannah, who does all of our social media here at My Talk.
Okay.
And she sent us an email. Was it mid last week, I think? We've got it. We've had a good amount of time here to think about this, I guess.
Really?
And they're doing a Halloween costume contest here with all of us here at My Talk. So, on the 26th, which is tomorrow, at midnight.
Oh, tomorrow.
We need to come up with a pop culture inspired costume, send a picture, and we could win a free lunch for our show during Project Down and Dirty, which of course is next week. You can still get tickets, of course, by talk1071.com. So here's what Hannah said when she talked to me, because I was telling her, okay, what can we do? And she gave us some ideas, you know, Squid Game, Free Britney. We could be Kim Kardashian at the Met. Remember that whole black outfit? We could be Bennifer, Ted Lasso, which I think might actually be the best option for us. But we can talk more about that.
What if we just
We were going to opt out, right? We were going to opt out. That's what we were thinking about doing.
Because we're busy, girl.
That was the one I was like, we got to do this.
So stressed out right now.
You guys, we got stuff, right? But then she told me that everyone else is doing it, including Lori and Julia.
Well, they dress up in costumes all the time. Okay. This is not something new for them. They do it almost weekly.
That's true. They do their videos. But do we, what do we... What do we do? Because everyone else is doing it.
I don't care.
No.
Are we?
You don't care about free lunch.
Everybody
just...
says, like, here's... everyone else is doing it. I go, okay, and?
Yes. I get that. It's just, you know, this is a little different because it's work. And do we want to be part of the fun of this? Or
is it fun?
I suggested that I would be Erica Jane from Real Housewives on the reunion show, and she went,
No.
They can't ask us
to
do a costume that fits all the criteria just because she doesn't like it.
Yeah.
Here, I'll tell you
what.
Can
we do a Real Housewives thing?
No, but we can do three separate things, can't we?
Sure. Yeah.
Because here's
I don't know
the deal.
If they're doing show costumes. I mean, we can
Fleetwood
okay.
Mac this.
Right,
we can go
doing?
Our own way.
Okay.
I have a Britney Spears T-shirt, and I'll make a poster board that says "Free Britney." Okay.
Okay. And then we'll Photoshop that in, holding it, and you wear the T-shirt.
Oh no! I'll get a Free Britney.
You can
poster
board.
I'll make a Free Britney poster.
Okay.
Dawn, you can be Erica Jane.
Okay.
Oh, and God, then Lex, that's a lot of work.
Oh well, you, that me. Was you, but you said that you just suggested that for yourself.
Yeah, that's why we should maybe do like Squid Game or something.
Well, is it already taken?
Is that easy?
Because you said another show.
I'm not sure what the other shows are doing. We could also be Kim Kardashian at the Met and just get black garbage bags. Pantyhose and cover our face and drape it down. We could do something like that.
Do we have to leave these on? Or do we just put it on for a picture and then
just
take
a picture.
It off?
Take
do
a
we
picture
have to be together? Because that's always a problem.
And then my talkers, you guys vote.
No.
Right. That's what I was thinking, because they can get the other shows. They'll probably win because they can do a group something something.
That's what I
I'll
see.
Just buy us
Do we
lunch.
Even have a chance?
Yeah, please. Yes.
Can I, Lex, I'm just going to buy us
so we're
lunch.
So we're not playing.
No, we are going to play, but I'm just saying, let's not worry about it.
Yeah.
I'll buy everybody lunch. I don't care. That's worth it not dealing with this.
Think about how many things. Right. Think about That's how many things that the afternoon show doesn't do. Like read emails. I mean, basic stuff.
Right.
And we're going to have to craft a costume tonight when it's my only night until November 10th that I don't have something to do.
Yeah. Let's just do something soups easy. Like just something.
Okay. Remember when you were going to get plexiglass and we were going to. Do that
I wanted
thing.
To be a glass pane from Squid Game.
Squid Game, right. But then we would be naked underneath it and that, no,
naked?
No.
Naked? What? Woo! Who brought up nudity?
You did. I said, what are we going to wear? What are we going to wear under the plexiglass? You said nothing.
Oh, I did say that? I didn't mean to say that.
I remember that.
How much is, I mean, plexiglass? Is there some kind of plastic?
There's one in here. We have one in here, remember?
Just one? And we'll rotate it.
Maybe we can be the plexiglass.
I think that would be hysterical.
Okay.
Where just all, how funny is that? Were the plexiglass panels from Squid Game's Tug of War game.
Do you have plexiglass over there somewhere, Jace? You can do your picture?
I'm sure I do. I was very manly this weekend. I stained wood. So I will go to the Home Depot.
Just take a picture in the Home Depot and then leave. Okay. Yeah. What are we wearing, just for continuity, what are we wearing underneath the plexiglass?
A black t-shirt. Dawn, do you have a black t-shirt?
Yeah.
Let's just all wear a black t-shirt.
I have
t-shirt.
Something. I'll turn one inside out.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. Let's all wear a black t-shirt.
And just stand behind the plexiglass.
What if we're scary, like we go, you know, because that's a dangerous game.
Hold on a minute. Jamie, let's take a break.
Okay, Jamie. Okay, what did Jamie say?
Jamie just tweeted a really good idea.
Okay, good. Is it easy, Jamie?
We won't look easy, until after. And the three of us can do each of us can do a version of it.
Yes, okay.
Stay right there. Do not look at Twitter, YouTube.
Nope,
do not
won't.
Look at Twitter. Okay. We'll be right back.
A great smile is worth $1 million, right, friends?
How about 10 million?
Sure, Lex.
But does it have to cost $1 million?
Not if your dentist is Dr. Amy at Hughes Dental. She's the best. Dr. Amy is also one of 10 accredited cosmetic dentists in the state of Minnesota.
And doesn't she take, like, 1 million hours of continuing education classes every year just to stay up to date?
Yeah, well, not 1 million, but at least 75 hours. She's the best. And she really wants to help all of you get the best smile possible.
Now through the end of the year, Dr. Amy is offering $1,000 savings when you commit to a minimum of 4 porcelain veneers. So many of Dr. Amy's patients take advantage of this offer. You will love the way you look with your new smile, and you get to save money while doing it.
It's so easy. Just go to Hughes-Dental.com and click on the free video consult request.
It's the perfect time to get a new smile with fall events right around the corner, you know? And be sure to let the team know you heard about Hughes Dental from your friends at MyTalk.
Again, that's Hughes-Dental.com.
Great Adele, welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Streaming live on our app. And if you can't listen to us live, don't worry. Listen to us when it's convenient for you. A little bit later in podcast form. Okay. You know we love to break the fourth wall, pull back the curtain, so to speak. We're doing that right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're being forced to participate. We're being forced to participate in a Halloween costume contest.
I thought it was optional, but
no,
anyway.
We're being forced to. And
we'd be the only show that didn't do it.
Well, that wouldn't be the first time that happened. But anyway. And you know us, my talkers.
Do you think it would come out sideways, though, during Project Down and Dirty?
Maybe.
Get in trouble somehow?
Maybe. We always get in trouble, but that's fine.
Yeah, they say that, but...
Here's the deal. Going into it,
okay.
I'm just going to buy us lunch. So let's not worry about the prize.
Okay.
It would be my treat to treat us.
Okay.
So I will buy us whatever we want.
Okay.
Whatever lunch we want.
Make it delivered on the day that whoever wins is eating theirs and make it better.
Oh, yeah.
Done. That's what we're going to
do. Any suggestions for Hastings area restaurants, please send them our way.
Send us our way and let me know. Daddy will whip out the credit card. Now, we're getting suggestions.
Yes. Okay. I didn't look at Twitter.
Easy costumes. Okay.
You've got mail.
What do we got?
Just want to say for the 4,000th time, we have the best listeners ever because they're with us. You guys.
They don't want to do it either.
They don't want us to do it either. But they but they're helping us.
Yes.
I have two ideas.
Okay.
First of all, Jamie's is brilliant. Jamie said this is soup's easy. How about each of you a different version of Mayor of Easttown, wearing flannel and holding a beer bottle or a whipped cream bottle?
She read my mind. I thought of that yesterday. I thought I'll be mayor of Easttown and just get flannel.
One of us hold a thing of whipped cream. Remember when she ate the whipped cream?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then the other two of us with a green beer bottle. What's the brand that's green? Heineken. And we all wear a flannel shirt and look a little messed up, like, you know, disheveled hair. And then easy is
that? Are we going to do that, or what was the other suggestion, Jace?
Phil thinks we should be Pip-Eye, Poop-Eye, Peep-Eye, or...
that would take a lot.
That would take a lot. No, Phil, that's a great idea, but we would have to make the costumes. So maybe next year. Let's acknowledge that would be hysterical.
Oh, yes.
And we would absolutely win.
We need more planning.
But we do need more planning, and we do not have the energy. Now, Alexis, okay, in that commercial break, you found a pane of glass, didn't you?
No, we have plexiglass in the studio here, so we could be the bridge.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
From Squid Game.
And I checked at Home Depot or Menards, and it's like $14 to get a plexiglass.
Yeah.
Sheet.
Okay.
But even better, just wear black shirt.
I mean, for Jason, who isn't going to be over here.
I think it would be okay, this is just me, and my talkers weigh in right now on Twitter.
Yes, which one?
I personally think it would be hysterical if the three of us just held up a piece of plexiglass and, you know, crop the photo and put it in the collage, and we're the tiles. We're the legendary glass tiles from Squid Game. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It's pop culture, it's modern.
Yep.
It takes little to no effort. And it'll likely piss off the bosses. So, I mean, it's a win.
It is. And Don, we have it right here, so we could just...
I just need
you guys
a black
could do
t-shirt.
It today.
Look, Alexis is wearing black.
I've got black on. Yeah.
Okay, all in favor, say aye. Aye.
Poop aye.
Aye. Poop aye. Poop aye. All in favor, say poop aye. Poop aye.
Poop aye.
Okay.
Okay.
The
I'm sure you just
have
some plexiglass over there, Jace. Especially during COVID times, we added plexiglass to partition us, and that's what this one's for.
Alexis.
Oh, you got some.
I actually have to go to the Home Depot today.
Oh, for more manly stuff.
To get more manly wood stain to continue staining our deck.
Oh, dang. So How much stain do you need?
A lot. So when I'm there, I will get a piece of plexiglass and have Colin take a photo of me.
And you can use it if you're ever mad at Colin, you can put it in the couch between you two and have it there.
It would be more likely he is mad at me and sick of me, and then he can put the plexiglass divider up.
You can take it in the car with you.
Absolutely.
You can take it in the bedroom.
I am done with you.
Know thyself.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Okay, that's fantastic.
Okay, we're doing that. We're doing the glass tiles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's great.
All right, then my talkers vote for us,
or
okay?
Or we could do both and have the double entry and just do Mayor of Easttown, too, because I can pose with a gun and a Heineken.
It's Rolling Rock, actually. Thank you,
Rolling
Panda.
Rock.
Okay, sure. So you be Mayor of Easttown, and Lex and I are the panels?
Oh, no. We could do a double entry. We could do both Mayor of Easttown and the glass panels.
Says the person who didn't even want to participate.
You didn't even want to do one entry.
Now wants to do a double entry.
Double entry. God. Let's use a different term. Why did I say that?
And guys, we have...
Costume.
Okay. Gosh, I love our listeners.
You've got mail.
What are we doing?
Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute.
Oh, wow.
Lisa Lutton tweeted us. This is how we have to pose. We have to lay on our back with the plexiglass on our knees and hands.
Yes. Yes.
We have to lay on our back.
Like we are holding up.
We're holding the plexiglass. Yes.
So we're okay. So it's like they're looking from the bottom up. Kind of.
Yes. So just lay on your back and you hold the, like a turtle.
We're looking from the top up, but we're just holding up the plexiglass.
We're just holding the plexiglass.
We're like a turtle.
We're like a turtle with we're like a coffee table.
I wish we had a black background. Does anyone know how to Photoshop?
Oh, can we just lay on the pavement outside?
You two go downstairs on that psych wall by the cafeteria. There's a Lex, where we took those photos a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, right. That's all black.
Go downstairs. Show Dawn where that is, and you guys do it there. I'll find a black wall here at Fox.
Alexis, can I use your top?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get this done today.
Yes.
Oh yeah, of course. I have another shirt underneath, so it's no problem at all.
Okay, great.
This is fantastic. My talkers.
Getting it done.
Here we go.
Done.
Watch, wouldn't it be funny? We're putting in minimal effort and watch. We'll win the damn thing.
Oh, I hope so.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Lunch. We'll get that double lunch.
Yeah, because I'm still Daddy's gonna still whip out the credit card. Daddy will get Kendall loves that saying now, ever since that SNL skit. Daddy, whip out that credit card. Yeah. Anyway, she's right here, by the way.
Oh, hi, Kendall.
Hi, Kendall. Kendall, come here real quick.
Get the camera.
Come here. Say hi to everyone. Get in here.
I'm very busy.
No, you're not busy. You're sitting here. How busy are you?
She's busy.
Say hi. Say hi to Minneapolis, everybody.
Hi, Minneapolis, everybody.
Hi.
How's traffic, Tina?
Boring
today? Okay.
Yeah, it's slow.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to do a little TV talk. Great British Bake Off. You're going to find out why Alexis isn't happy with me when we come back.
Jason and Dawn, did either of you know that St. Mary's University has a Bachelor in Science degree in Applied Psychology now?
You mean St. Mary's University right here in the Twin Cities?
Yes, I did hear that. And it's fully online, too. So it's a great option for busy working adults. There's such a demand for careers in counseling, social services, school psychology, and human resources that a degree in applied psychology can provide the foundational knowledge needed.
The best part is that this is a degree completion program, meaning you can transfer past credits. Also, you can earn college credit using work and life experience. And you can complete this program in as few as 2 years.
So cool. I've heard great things about St. Mary's University. Their faculty and staff really become your allies on your educational journey. They are there and want you to succeed. How can someone learn more?
Just go to smumn.edu or enter my talk keyword St. Mary's.
We're so glad you're here. Welcome back, my friends. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk and streaming worldwide on our My Talk app. Speaking of the app, don't forget to go under the podcast section. You can listen to past episodes of our show on your schedule whenever you want. And original podcasts as well. Like the new episode of Two Fairy Godfathers that dropped overnight, episode 3.
What you talking about?
Girl.
Yes. Girl. Yes.
It is all about the new Disney Genie Plus.
Yeah.
The genius or the disaster?
I don't know. I will just simply say this. This was kind of our narrative is if I was a family and I've never gone to Disney World and I'm taking my kids, I would be so overwhelmed. Because there's all new terminology. What's Disney Genie? What's Disney Genie Plus? What's an individual ride purchase? How much is it? How do you get it? Where in the app do you go?
It's already confusing.
It's already confusing.
And you guys had figured it out.
Yeah. And we've figured this out kind of, sort of. Yeah. But I'm telling you, it's motivated us now more than ever. I think we actually are going to start doing quarterly happy hours where folks that are planning Disney trips will pick a venue like a Lexington or something and do happy hours where people can pick our brains and we can help them.
That is such a good idea.
Oh, right.
This is just a cluster, and I feel so bad for people that have never gone. We don't even know all the terminology. Anyway, so that's what this episode is about. Find us wherever you find podcasts, and thanks in advance for a good rating there. 5-star rating. Thank you. Hey, Lex, why are you mad at me?
Oh, my word. Great British Bake Off. You've ruined it for me, Jason.
Oh, no.
Because I love Jürgen so much, but now every time I see him talk, I picture you making fun of his voice and thinking that he's creepy and all of that. And that's all I picture, especially after German week. This was made for him.
I'm going to put the little boy in the dough.
Oh, my God.
Around. And he's pounding that. He has a really tough technique of kneading that dough. I mean, he really smashes that on the table, just like,
Oh, yeah, that's how I make focaccia. Yeah,
okay. Well,
smack it.
Yeah,
he's practiced on human flesh for years.
Oh, my gosh.
I know Jason's thinking something here because he was really, he's loud and it was like a French style or something, but.
He has to be a little more quiet at home so his neighbors don't know what he's doing, but yeah.
My Lord, poor Jurgen. Just in general.
Yeah, that was.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
It was German week. He didn't do as well as we would have hoped him to do.
Yeah.
No.
What did Prue say? It took an Italian.
It took an Italian to win German week or something like that. Yeah. Yeah. Spoiler alert for this whole conversation. We're talking about the Great British Bake Off.
He did great, though, that first. He got the handshake. So I'm thinking, oh, he's going to do great throughout this whole thing. And
God, right.
But then that chocolate cake, he was like, I can't even do the accent. But he's like, I don't do chocolate cake.
I don't do chocolate cake.
Yeah. I don't. Only
what does he
when
get? Black Forest or a cream cake?
Well, chocolate that was cake. A difficult one because it was a Jacquin sponge cake. It had seven layers, and Jacquin sponge has no baking powder in it. So the leavening agent, the only thing to keep it lifted, is to whip meringue and then gently fold that it. In to keep the. But, you know, it can be uneven.
I love that you know all this.
And it's just not an easy thing to do at all.
No, and all okay. those layers, that little thin layer of cake, and then you have to get the right.
Amount of Bavarian cream.
The cream, yeah.
We may not agree on Jurgen Buffalo Bill.
Yes, because he's okay? great. I love him.
We may not agree with him.
Sure.
But can the three of us agree that George needs to go home?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, thank
you. What is going on? He skated through. Keep Freya. She has, you know, she's vegan. We need to see those kind of things.
He could have gone too, so I was okay with that as well.
He's just
it's
every
a vegan
week.
Thing. It's just because, yeah, I of course was interested in that, but yeah, he needs to go.
It's like
it's time.
They're on a train and he is running behind trying to catch the caboose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. He just is. He is visibly and obviously not up to par. I mean, he is not in any way near the competition and. I didn't love Freya, but I wanted her to stay more than George. I don't mean to bust on him, but I did enjoy her.
I loved her British vocal fry.
Yeah, she did have a British. She did.
The sleeper, though.
Shana.
Yeah.
The sleeper's Amanda. I think she's going to make it to the top. I don't know about winning, but she'll definitely be up there.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so shocked at that because I feel like she's going to go home next.
Oh, you think so? Oh,
yeah.
I think she's
just.
Crystal's getting a lot of high marks, too.
Oh, yeah. I think she's good.
Yeah, she's fine. Yeah.
But Amanda and those flavors, everything she makes, I'm like, it might not look the best, but I want a bite.
I know it's the obvious. We're talking Great British Bake Off if you just clicked over. I love Giuseppe.
Oh, yeah. He's
me too.
The best.
They just need to go ahead and give it to him.
Yeah,
Chase is pretty great as well.
Yeah.
Yes,
it's going to be down to Jurgen.
Yep.
Jurgen lotion.
Uh-huh.
And then Giuseppe and Chiggs, I think.
Chiggs.
And Christelle, too.
Mm.
Christelle.
Oh, it's Christelle. Sorry, I was saying Crystal.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. It might be. You know what? I can just say from a standpoint of baking a lot last winter.
Yes, because you have, if you're new to our show, Dawn, out of the three of us, Dawn is basically one of these contestants. I mean, she knows all the baking stuff.
I'm taking the classes with the
Yeah, I took classes with the Great British Bake Off people through Zoom.
So what's your perspective?
My perspective is that chocolate ganache that they had to drip over the top of that cake is it's just so messy. And that's what I was stressing out about because they have that beautiful cake and then they had to cover it with the mirror glaze and the ganache just. And it's like you see, like it has to be on. Yes, because if it isn't cooled enough, you're right, Alexis, then it's going to melt. And then just to get it perfectly where the consistency isn't too thick. So you know, it really should just pour over the top and then be perfect, which it's dripping all
it's
down below. It's messy. No.
It's messy like Jurgen's basement.
Oh, God. He probably keeps it very tidy.
It's
put their clothes in the basket. Send the basket up. I will wash your clothes.
I will send you to heaven.
No, Lex, you're not alone. I've ruined it for my husband, too.
I still think he's sweet.
He is.
I really do like him.
Because every time he talks now, great. When Colin and I are usually on our couch watching it, and Colin's in the, you know, sits in the corner of the sectional, and I'm on one end. And Colin always looks over at me every time Jurgen says something, and I can see Colin look at me, because inevitably, then I'll add something. I'm like, the little boy hand is very tasty. And I'll just add.
That was weird. So they had that,
Bread week.
Bread week. And they had to create something. Yes. It was actually a sweetbread. So milk cake.
Yes.
Milk cake.
Milk bread. Yes.
Milk bread, milk cake. So it's sweet. And so he said, my wife says that we should make a baby because babies drink milk and it's very sweet.
Yes.
And so he made a baby, and then they had to cut the baby in half to eat the cake, and it just seemed very, very
scary. I'm not eating the baby.
Yeah.
Give it a rattle.
And I felt bad for him because he looked embarrassed, and I was like,
Oh, I was in heaven. I was laughing so hard. Oh, gosh. I loved it. Yeah. Anyway, the Great British Bake Off on Netflix. Hey, guys, tickets are on sale now for Project Down and Dirty Construction, presented by David at First Equity and Chanhassen Dinner Theaters. Come watch the heavy equipment. I can't even talk. Featuring all the My Talk hosts on Friday, November 5th at Extreme Sandbox, Minnesota. Money raised will go to our charity partners. Learn more at mytalk1071.com. Just enter keyword project. So please, it's coming up. I looked at the calendar. I'm like, oh my goodness, it's basically next week.
It is.
That's frightening.
Are we going to buy matching coveralls? What are we wearing?
What are we supposed to wear?
I don't know. What are we supposed to wear?
Do we need jeans probably?
Let's just get through the plexiglass costume today.
We'll just wear our plexiglass.
I've got some extra overalls we can all wear.
Okay, let's do that.
Overalls, okay, I'll bring those.
Okay.
Okay.
When we come back, Jason Sudeikis on SNL. Stay with us. Welcome back, everyone. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk and streaming worldwide on our My Talk app. Thanks for being here. Kenny will be back with us tomorrow. From his hunting expedition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds like he's going out whaling or something.
I know. when he's just truly just probably going in his backyard. But, you know, hey.
Oh, he's got a bow and arrow. I mean, that's...
Hey, that's more than that's I big. Have.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll hear from Kenny coming up tomorrow. Jason Sudeikis was the host for SNL this weekend. Did either of you, anybody watch it? Did you guys watch?
I watched the monologue and it's getting a lot of buzz because he's so funny. Did you watch, Chase? I watched that. And of course, Brandi Carlile was the musical guest, so I watched her.
Yeah, that's one of your favorites.
I love her.
Yeah, I became a fan of hers, Lex, like most people, after her interview on Stern.
Oh, yeah.
She was really good on. Yeah, she was really good on Howard.
The twins.
I think my favorite part wasn't necessarily the skits. Like, Weekend Update was really funny, but I really enjoyed Jason's monologue. And at the very end, I don't know, I can't figure out if this was scripted or if he went off script a little bit. I think it probably was a little scripted, because if not, it would have been a very short monologue. But he got he had a real emotional, just kind of a nice little moment of appreciation of SNL and the history and what it meant to him. So I have that portion here. Yeah, I thought it was just lovely. Lovely. So let's take a listen to that.
And if you can't win two, you know, double up. That's the best. It's the best way to do it. It really does. It sets you up for success, I found. all kidding aside, it's really special to be back in Studio 8H. This room here, to be here. You know, like, I mean, this place is historic, okay? You know, like, I mean, just for a second, just look around. Like, for real. Even all you amazing people that work on the crew, just look around for a second. You know? I mean, think about all the brilliance that's happened in here. All your favorite sketches, Wild and Crazy Guys, Gilly, Cowbell, Wayne's World, all happened right here, in here, where you are. No, I mean, but I mean, all of our collective comedy heroes have run around through here, okay? Have almost run into all you fancy people that get these nice seats, you know? Like, Farley, Gilda, Eddie, Tina, you know? And then over here you got, I mean, this is the, where all the music happened, right? All that music, Elvis Costello, Kanye, Nirvana, the Rolling Stones, in here. You know, this place changed my life twice. Once as a cast member, as a writer here, but most importantly, as a kid watching from home, you know? And there's a good chance that if you're watching tonight, there's probably something from this place probably changed your life too, right? And I'll tell you this, if this is your first time watching this show, well, I mean, well, this one probably won't change your life. You know? We got a great show for you tonight. Brandi Carlile.
This is really sweet, you know, and it backs up what everyone says about Sudeikis, that he's just a good egg. He's just a good dude. And that really came through. I don't know. I mean, that wasn't anything remarkable, but it just kind of touched me. It was, I think it's because we all enjoy when someone appreciates where they come from, you know?
Right. And, I absolutely felt the same way, Jace. I watched this going, wow. He had such a public breakup over the summer with Olivia Wilde.
Yeah.
And I think we all kind of, already, we've talked about this before, with the pandemic and everything, we're already thinking about our lives and going, wow. We either took things for granted or want to make changes. And, of course, he has this hot show with Ted Lasso. So I'm sure he's thinking about that, too, that personally might not have been so great, but professionally fantastic. And just to kind of have some introspection, that's really good. Hopefully others saw that and will have done the same since. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to appreciate where he comes from, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, just to sit there and actually acknowledge how important it was to him. You know, mm-hmm. we're all given opportunities and to look back and, you know, even if there was some icky stuff, you wouldn't be where you are now without
no.
him. And
that's no.
You learn from that.
Humble of a celebrity to do that.
Yeah. You can see all the clips on SNL's YouTube page. I got up really too darn early on Saturday morning. I don't know what got in me, especially because we had a TV show happy hour the night before. So I don't know why I woke up. But
heartburn.
Anyway. Probably. And we woke up. I woke up and I was laying in bed and I read this profile. I believe it was in New York Magazine. It wasn't. So it wasn't some rag. It was a really in-depth profile of Katie Couric on the heels of the release of her book.
Mm.
And it was fascinating. Even as my, you know, with me being a big Katie fan, as I look to my right and see a picture that Alexis got me, a signed picture of Katie. It was interesting. My big takeaway was actually at the end of the article, because the article is called Katie Couric is Not for Everyone. Mm. And at the end of the article, after she goes through why she put out there all of these stories, warts and all, she said, you know what? I don't mind that people are not going to like me after this. And that's hard for someone like me to say. And I'm paraphrasing this, but it was a very long interview, but the very end really got me, because it was kind of a release for Katie. She says, I've spent, you know, a good chunk of my adult life not saying things and saying things to prevent people from going, I don't watch her anymore. And she goes, I have a freedom now that I don't have to. I can say my truth, warts and all. And in doing that, examine my own fault and my own place in these broken systems. And she says, that's why I'm putting this out there, you know, because she's getting attacked a lot.
Yeah.
But she said, I would rather do this than a lot of the people who are also to blame that have no introspection. She was really pointing out guys. She says, I see a lot of executives who are not taking a moment to reflect their role in these broken systems. She goes, I don't mind that I'm pointing a finger at myself and putting it out there. And if people don't like me, she goes, that's all right. I'm not for everybody. And I'm not for everyone. And I thought, wow, what a release. Especially when you're in a business where you kind of have to be a people pleaser.
Protect jerks. Because her career relied on it as well.
Oh,
and a relationship that everyone thought was there that wasn't.
Yeah. Well, you're talking about Matt Lauer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think she also with women too, because she also has, well, just from the different teasers, we're all going to read the book, but different relationships with the other women that she worked with as well too, and having those feelings and just admitting that, because we all have felt those things.
But in the moment,
you don't feel like you can say anything.
No. And she was like, you know, I realized that I was part of the problem, and it's not great. She put out stuff. It was fascinating. Her husband was like a Civil War reenactment obsessive. And her family tree isn't wonderful at all. And she puts all of this out there. And the writer of this article said, this bio is very much like Katie. A little wacky.
Yeah.
A little all over the place. A little weird. But she goes there. And so the writer said, this is a perfect title for that book, because it's not a glossy, hey, look at me, I'm great. Look at, you know, it's not a hits runs. It's not just hits and runs. Katie spends a lot of time on her errors, and
she goes there.
So it was really a good article. I learned a lot about Katie.
It's out officially tomorrow. 26th.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm anxious to read it. So it was either in the Atlantic or New York Magazine. But if you see it in your algorithm today and your thing, it says Katie Kirk is not for everybody. Read that article, whether you like Katie or not. I think you'll walk away.
I'll link it on our show page.
Yeah, you'll walk away at least having a better perspective of why she's doing what she's doing. When we come back, TV Talk continues. Dawn watched the Chappelle special over the weekend, and I watched Sex, Love, and Goop.
Oh, boy. Yes! I love that first season.